Kishon Rabbosa, today's daf is Pesachim daf Samech Ches. Today's shir is again in Refu Shlema for Rechel Naomi Bas Esther Chana and Naomi Meira Bas Shoshana Rivka Rachel. And we are here in the bottom of Samech Zayin Amud Beis. My apologies for not recording yesterday. Had a bit of a crazy day, but it's Hashem. We are all good to go for today. So yesterday's daf. If you went over it, was a lot about sending people who are Tomei outside of the Machanos, right? We had said at the bottom of Samach Vav on the base, well, we made a comparison, a Hashva, well, we had at least outlined the concept of sending people who are Tomei outside of the Machana. That was the Pasuk in the Torah, that they had to go out of the Machane Shechina, the Machane Levi, the Machane Yisrael. Different levels of Toma, and again, those three camps, the inside, the Machane Shechina, meaning the Mishkan, the Machane Levi was around it, and the Machane Yisrael, right, obviously all the Jews camped around that, right, it was in that order, and that corresponds to in Eretz Yisrael, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, so there's the Beis HaMikdash, and there's Harabais, and then there is Yerushalayim. So there were some Tomas that had to go outside of Yerushalayim, some Tomas that could not come into the Har HaBayis, and some Tomas that only, you know, had to stay out of the Beis HaMikdash, but were allowed everywhere else. So we're here at the bottom here, talking about different types of Tomas. Today's daf will cover a bunch of different topics, so if you're having a tough time with this, there is hope on the horizon. But either way, we're here. Amar Mar, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, did I miss it? Where is it? One second. Where am I on the wrong daf? No, that was it. Oh, it's higher up. I thought it was lower. Okay. Either way, it's about 10 or 11 lines up. Amar Mar, Zav v'chol Zav. Again, we had the pasuk says, meaning the pasuk doesn't say Zav. The pasuk, remember, we quoted yesterday, or in yesterday's daf, or B'Shimon. So he didn't say this exactly, but the implication was. From the fact that kol tsarua, kol zav, right, you need to teach me that the rabbos bal keri, that the word v'chol zav includes a bal keri that he has to go outside of the machane. So misayel the Rabbi Yochanan, right? This proves Rabbi Yochanan. Shita dam Rabbi Yochanan, mechilos lo niskatshu ubal keri mishtaleh chutz l'shtei machanos. That the mechilos, this is the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, were not kadosh, were not part of Harabayis, and the Balkari, someone who has some sort of seminal emission, so then he has to go outside of two machanos, meaning outside of the Levite camp, and also outside of the Harabayis. So therefore, again, if someone for whatever reason was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was saw Keri, so he had to go outside of the Harabayis, and then he would go underneath in the tunnels. And that's, again, that's what Rabbi Shimon was saying. That's the drasha that we're using. Chozav teaches me about Keri. It has to go outside of the second camp, outside of the Machane Levia. So Maisvei, hold on one second, we have a bunch of kashas on this. Balkari kamaga sheretz. The Brisa says that a Balkari is like someone who touches a sheretz. My love, the machan osam, isn't that, what is that comparison? That someone who's tummy Balkari is tummy like someone who touched the sheretz. Isn't that referring to how far they have to go out? I mean, the sheretz has to go outside of the Machane Shechina, right? He only has to go outside of the outside of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. So shouldn't that be the same for Balkari? Why does he have to go outside the Machane Levia? So someone says, the two Muslim. No, the Bryce is comparing their levels of Tumah. Specifically, they don't have 7 days of Tumah, right? They just have, right, the hair of Shemesh, right, that night. And they go to the mikvah, v'chuli v'chuli. The Gemara says, l'tum asam, what do you mean? They're comparing the tumah, we already had that already. Hai tumas erev k'siv bey, v'hai tumas erev k'siv bey. Forget that we already had nebraisa, but we had, misspoke, not nebraisa, we had it in the pasuk. And the pasuk says very clearly by both those tumas, right, that it's only until nightfall. So it's alav v'machanosan, so rather it must be talking about the machana. Right? And that's the comparison between the balkari and the magasheretz, the mistama, that they only have to go out of one camp and not two camps. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that the Balkari has to go out of two camps? The Gemara says, lo, lo, the Tumah. So, no, really, we are talking about the Tumah. Don't the Psukim say, Beferish, that they only have Tumah until nightfall? They don't have a 7-day Tumah. The Tumahs are the same. The duration of the Tumah is the same. The Gemara says, Gomash Malan, excuse me, the Balkari Kama Gesheretz, Ma Magesheretz Mitame Be'ones, Af Balkari Mitame Be'ones. It's coming to teach us that not that the length of the Tumah, but the way that someone can become Tumah. Meaning, if someone becomes Tumah Be'ones, right, he didn't realize it, it's against his will, or whatever, however you translate Ones, it was an accident. So any type of touching a Sheretz, regardless of whether it was on purpose, will make you Tumah. So too, regardless of whether the Balkari was on purpose or not, that will also make a person Tame. Okay, so that is not against Rabbi Yochanan, right? That brisa is not against Rabbi Yochanan, just teaching that they have the same type of contraction of Tumah as each other, not saying that that the Balkari goes out of one machane instead of two, like Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, next question. Meisvei, we asked in a brisa. We have in a brisa. Bol nida ketame meis. Someone who sleeps with a nida is just like someone who is tame meis. Someone says lamai. So what's that like, right? For what purpose are you comparing those two things? Elim lo tu masam, if you tell me that they're the same level of tumah, so I tumah shivak sivve, but tumah shivak sivve. It's the same thing, but the psukim say already that someone who sleeps with a nida, someone who's tummy mace, has 7 days of tumah, needs parah duma, etc., etc. Right? The psukim say this beferish. You don't need to teach me that. So it must be talking about the different camps, meaning that they go out of the same amount of camps. And just like someone who's tummy mace can only needs to go out of the machane shechina, so too someone who's tummy bo'al nida also only has to go out of the machane shechina, only has to go out of the Beis HaMikdash. Umidid seifa l'machanosam havi reishin ala l'machanosam. And in the second part of the Mishnah, meaning this is the brisa, the seifa of the Mishnah, so if that's talking about the machanosam, so too the reisha also should be talking about the machana. So it must be that there's someone who goes, someone who is a balkari, also has to only go out of one machana. So the Gemara says, well, not necessarily, right? Mid the area, that's not necessarily true. Right? It doesn't mean that the first part and the second part are saying the same thing. Right? It could be that, no, the first part of the Mishnah is comparing a Balkari to a Sheretz because of how they contract Tumah, and the second part of the Mishnah is just talking about how many Machanos they have to go out of. Right? It's not necessarily relevant or related to each other. Right? They don't necessarily have to be saying the same thing. Okay. Maybe another Kasha. Hold on. Another Brisa. Mitzora Chomer Mizav. A Mitzora is more Machmir. Right? The Tumah of a Mitzora is more Machmir than a Zav. Vizav Chomer Mitame Meis. And a Zav is more Machmir than Tame Meis. Yotza Balkari Shet Tame Meis Chomer Mimenu. Excluding a Balkari, meaning we're not talking about a Balkari, who is... that is more machmer than a tamei meis. Meaning, the next step after that is a tamei meis. So the Gemara says, "My yatza." What do you mean? It's excluding the balkari, right? Who is less tamei? Who is less machmer? Less chomer than a tamei meis? What does that mean? So lav yatza bechal zav uba bechal tamei meis. Doesn't that mean he's excluded from being a zav and he's included in compared to being a tamei meis? Meaning he's excluded from a Zav who has to go out of two Machanos from outside the Machane Levia, and is included in the level of the Tamei Meis, who only has to go out of one Machane, the Tamei Meis, Chomer Menu, Motor Machane Levia. Because a Tamei Meis apparently is more Machmir, and it's allowed to, it's more Machmir than a Balkari, but he's a Tamei Meis is allowed to go into the Machane Levia. So maybe a Balkari also should be able to go into the Machane Levia. So Gemara says, whoa, Yotza Memachane Tamei Meis. It means that the Balkari is excluded from the level of a Tamei Meis, Nichlas the Tamei Zav, and actually goes backwards and goes into the level of a Tamei who is a Zav. A Zav, again, just to clarify, had some sort of emission, not like a Balkari, not seminal, but some sort of other type of illness, type of emission that's kind of, explained different than that. And that's a much more serious level of Tumah. Either way, so the Balkari goes into the Machana of the Zav, meaning he is in the same level of the Zav. Therefore, Gav, the Tamei Meis, Chomer Menu, and even though the Tamei Meis is more Machmir, the Mutter, Machane Levia, that it's Mutter, that the Tamei Meis is allowed to go into the Machane Levia, Lamai Damile Medaminale. Still, we're going to compare the Balkari to a Zav, because that's kind of like the same way. The same way they become Tamei, right, is through some sort of emission, so they're going to be at the same level in terms of their tumah allowance to go into one machane or the other. So that therefore, in the end, we'll say like Rabbi Yochanan says that a balkari has to go out of two machanos. Okay, Tani Tama Kamei Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Now Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, this guy who was teaching a Tana taught in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi a different makor for someone who goes out of a balkari. Someone who has a balkari has to go out of two machanos. The pasuk says, "V'yotze el nuchutz l'machane zu machane shchina, and lo yavo al tocha machane zu machane levia." That he has to go out of a machane. That's talking about the Beis Hamikdash, the machane shchina. But he cannot go into the machane. That's the machane levia. That's the second one. So therefore, the balkari. jumped the gun. Mikan she balkari yotze l'chutz l'shtei machanos. So here, from here, someone who's a balkari has to go out of both the machane shchina and the machane levia, right outside of the Beis Hamikdash and outside of Har Habayis. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimi said to him, Akati lo, I'll say Avikte. Or another way of saying that phrase, that question, Akati lo Avikte, I'll say. But regardless of what the phraseology is, how does that work? Right? If you look at what do the two psukim say? Pasuk says, V'yotza, he has to leave, and lo yavo, he can't go in. Well, if you don't need to tell me he's not allowed to go in if he already left. Right? And you also don't have to tell me that he has to leave if he's not in already. Right? I mean, those two things are contradictory. Right? If he's leaving, so then obviously he's not going in, and if he's not going in, obviously he doesn't need to leave. Right? Those psukim are contradictory. So Ella Ema Servitz of Aradimi explained that a little bit differently. Mechutz l'machane, what is he has to go outside the camp, so that's machane levia. Lo yovel tocha machane, what can't he go into? Zu machane shechina. Right, so that's already someone who became Tomei in the Machane Levia. He can't, if he became Tomei in the second Machane, so then he can't go into the Machane Shechina, and he has to leave the Machane that he's in. Maskela Ravina says, but Ema Idi Vidi the Machane Shechina. Well, why don't we just say that both of the Psukim are talking about the Machane Shechina, about the Mishkan, about the Beis HaMikdash? For Lavar Alav Basay V'Losasay, and why, maybe we're just saying that there's a Mitzvah Sasay to leave, and there's a Losasay if you stay. So why don't we do, maybe there are two halachos here. Right? Sometimes we have that you have an asay and a los asay, right? A certain single halacha can be both a mitzvah and a los asay. So why don't we say that that's true here? So Gemara says, M. Cain, if that was true, so then, le makro biyotza al-luchuz la-machana v'lo yovo el-toch, or tocho, or tocho. Right? What's the second ha-machana, la-mali? Why do you have the word ha-machana twice? So shmamina al-litin la-machana echeres. Apparently we're talking about two different machanas. Okay. That is the end of that. And now we're going to go on to some other interesting topics. Now, we talked about, if you remember the Mishnah was basically a list of things that were Docha Shabbos or not Docha Shabbos, or Machlokas, whether Docha Shabbos regarding to the Korban Pesach. So one of those things was Michui Krevov, that the Michui of the insides of the animal. The Gemara says, what does that mean? My Michui Krevov. It's Rav Huna Amar. Sheminakvon besaken. It means that you slice them open with a knife and allow the juices, I guess, to flow out to make sure it doesn't go bad. And Rav Chiya bar Rav Amar Shurka de Mimaya de Nafka Agav Duchka de Zakin. Apparently, it's just another process of taking off the gross stuff on the outside of, let's say, of the innards of the animal. You're scraping it off with a knife. I'm Rabbi Elazar, my time with the Chivar Rav. What's his logic? The Chivar, because the Pasuk says, V'chorvos meichim gorem yocheilu. The Pasuk says, the chorvos, the churvos, the broken houses of the meichim, of the literally means people who are fat. So gorem, or gerim, I think it's gorem, yocheilu, people who are traveling will come and I guess dwell in them. My mashma, what does that pasuk mean? Kedem targum and Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef explained, v'nechseim derashia tzidkaya yachsunon. The possessions, the things that are owned by the rishayim, so the righteous, the rich, the tzaddikim will inherit. So now with this kind of under explanation, meaning how does that help? So again, he's just using the word mechim to talk about the fat outside. Outsides, meaning they're going to try and kind of like scrape off on the outsides. That's how he understood to kind of, I don't know, I guess the word michui, that he would kind of like, I'm not 100% sure why that exactly refers to scraping the stuff off the outsides. Right, again, it's Mustama, it's talking about some sort of like, again, the idea of the fat ones, of the insides, of the innards, referring to the Rishayim, right? People who are lazy, satiated, right? Stuck in Olam Hazeh. Okay. But either way, once we're doing that, so now we're going to jump off into some Agadotos. So the Pasuk says, we're going to talk about Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, etc., etc. V'ro kvasim kidavram. The sheep will graze kidavram. What does that mean? I'm Rav Nashe bar Yirmiyah Amarav. So kemedubar bam, it means like it is said about them, as the pasuk says about them. Well, my kemedubar bam, what is said about these people? Right, meaning the sheep are usually in the psukim very often referred to Am Yisrael. So what does it say about Am Yisrael? So Amar Rabbi, v'charvos mechem garim yochel. Right, this exact point that tzaddikim, Am Yisrael will overtake the rishayim and take over their possessions. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says bishlam eich. Right? If the pasuk said charvos, meaning that's one whole pasuk, where the pasuk says ruk vasim kedavram v'charvos mechim garum yochelu. So if you're telling me, Rava says, if you're telling me that it was
it says without the vav, right? Meaning the sheep will graze, right? And in the ruin, in the ruins of the fat ones, meaning of the rishayim, the Jews will, the garim will live there. So Rava says, if it would, I don't understand. It says and, right? That seems to imply two different things, right? The vicharvos, right? This will happen and this will happen. Right, so if it would have just said charvos kedamarta, right? If it would have said charvos without the vav, so then okay, well, I would assume that the pasuk is talking about one contiguous topic. That seems to imply something else. So Alam Rava, Rava says no. The pasuk means like this: the tzaddikim are the ones who are going to do tchias amesim. They're going to bring the dead back to life. It says over here, the sheep will graze, like we said, like it is stated. And it says, and they will graze in Bashan and Gilad, like back in the day. Now, what are those two things referring to? Bashan's Elisha, right? That's referring to Elisha Navi, Habav Mi Bashan, who came from the Bashan. Shemar's book says, Ve'ani v'shafar v'Bashan, okay? Uksiv, and it also says, Po Elisha ben Shafat Asher Yatzak Mayim Aidei Eliyahu. Right, again, Shafat was Elisha's father. So we see that he was from the Bashan. And Gilad, is that Eliyahu? That's referring to Eliyahu. Shenemar Vayomer Eliyahu Hatishbi Mitoshavei Gilad. That's where he was from. So we see that Elisha and Eliyahu, what were they known for, aside from, you know, all their amazing feats? They are the Nevi'im, and there are others, but they were the prominent, right? Those are the stories we know about Tchias HaMesim. So too, Mitzvashem, the tzaddikim will resurrect the mason. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Asidim tzaddikim l'sheichius ha-mason, Shneamar, again, the tzaddikim will be mechayim mason, Shneamar, Pazuk says, Od yeshvu zekenim v'zekenim, it's a very famous song. Soon there will be old men and old women in Berchovos Yerushalayim, in the streets of Yerushalayim, v'ish mishanto b'yado merov yomim. And each person will have their a cane in their hand because they'll be older. The pasuk says, "Mishanta mishanti al pnehanar." What's that word? Mishanti, mishanto. That's when Elisha, when it was brought back to life, what did he tell? He told Gehazi, "Take my staff, run ahead, and put it on the kid's face." So we see that this word mishanti, right, again implies, indicates that there will be some sort of tchias amesim through the tzaddikim. Ula rami, ula compared to psukim. And notice the contradiction. Ksiv bila hamavis la'netzach, right? Kosh Baruch Hu will get rid of death forever, meaning implying that in Olam Haba there will be no death whatsoever. Ksiv, but the pasuk says ki anar ben me'a shana yamus. On the other hand, right, says that some people will die at 100. So what's the deal? So lokasha kam biyisrael kam be'ovdei kochavim. It says okay, in Olam Haba the Jews will not die, but apparently the goyim will. Okay, after a long life. Awesome. What are the goyim doing in Olam Haba? Because the pasuk says, "Vamdu zorim uverot zomnuchem uvnei nichar ikart akarechem v'kormechem." Right? They're going to be here to do work for us. They'll be taking care of things for us. That's what the goyim will be doing in Olam Haba. Rav Chisda Rami, Rav Chisda said there are two psukim. Rav Rami said the two psukim that are contradictory, and he tried to explain them. V'chavra halavana uvosha achama. There'll be no meaning that there will be no sun and moon in the next world. But the pasuk also says, "Or halavana korachama," right? That the light of the levana is going to be like the light of the sun. For achama yeshiva sayim kior shiva siyamim, and the light of the sun will be much greater than the light of, again, that's 49 times. If shiva sayim is 7 times 7, so 49 times the light of Yimei Bereishis, right? Apparently, it'll be some crazy bright light. So how does that work? Are they going to exist or not? So Lokasha, Kandra Olam Haba, Kambi Mosa Mashiach, right? In Akanami, that it will be no more in the times of Olam Haba, but in the Mosa Mashiach, so that's just going to be, the sun will exist, but it'll just be much brighter. The Shmuel, the Omar, and Stama, that's an allusion to the fact that we'll be able to see and understand clearly, right? Not that we're all walking around with sunglasses, right? We're going to be understanding clearly the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Shlita over the world. Okay, for the Ula Shmuel, but 1 second. According to Shmuel, Damar Ein Bein Olam Haza the Yimos Mashiach Ela Shibud Malchus Bilvad Ma'ikel Amemar. According to Shmuel, it says the only difference between Yimos Mashiach and the world we're living in right now is that there will be no more Shibud Malchus, meaning there will be no world peace. Jews won't suffer won't be under subjugated under any nation. That's the only difference between the Yemos and Mashiach. Right? We'll have jobs and et cetera. That's actually how the Rambam Paskins as well. That's what we refer to as Yemos and Mashiach. Olam Haba is much more of a spiritual experience, but Yemos and Mashiach will just be that we'll all realize, you know, that the Jews were right. Mitzvah Shem, Meher Yavo. So then, according to that, why are we changing the brightness of the sun? I mean, that's again Pashup Shah of the Gemara, that the light, the nature is going to change a little bit. As Gemara says, according to Shmuel, Idi Ve'ilu Olam Haba, Shmuel will understand these psukim are both referring to Olam Haba. Again, this is also how it relates to what we've been discussing. But Shmuel says that in the Machane Shechina, where people who are just chilling with the Kadosh Baruch Hu straight up, so then it will be, there's no light, there's no sun, you don't need that. But Machane Tzadikim, there still will be people who are Tzadikim, but it's a little bit less so then you will need the sun, and it'll be bright as well. Okay, obviously all this stuff, you know, a little bit esoteric. Rami Ksiv found two psukim that contradict and explained. Aniya Misra Achiyav, and then the pasuk says Ksiv Machatzti Vaniyir Po. Kosh Baruch, we're talking about again. This is in Hazinu that Hashem puts to death and brings life, meaning it'll be Mechayim Mason. And then it says that Hashem will wound and it'll heal. Now Hashla Achuye Mechayim Merape Lo Kosh Again. Now obviously you don't need to tell me if a Kosh Baruch can be Mechayim and Mamis, so you don't need to tell me that Akash Baruch Hu can also heal the wounded, right? I mean, it's Hashem. Akash Baruch Hu will heal all the ill and the sick, especially with this terrible virus. But why do you need to say that? Why did Moshe have to say that after he's saying that? Akash Baruch Hu can bring life and put to death, so in Mistama he can heal as well. So so what does Rava say? Amar Akash Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ma shani meimis ani mechaya k'mosh mechatzdi v'ani erpa. Just like, fascinating, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts to death and does Tchiyas HaMeisim, he's going to, or is that this one, or is that, no, meaning, one second, meaning just like, let's see here, Rashi, was it, right, so Rashi says over here, just because, you know, just like, obviously, there's no, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is healing the person who is sick, right, there's no need for healing, if a person is not sick, right? So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals the one who is sick, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna bring about, is gonna revive the one who died. What hurt? What's hurt, sweetie? Okay, sorry about that. Just had the 6-year-old come out of bed for a second. Okay, where were we? Yes. So meaning the point is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals the person who is sick, right? He's the same person who is sick and gets healed, right? Hashem doesn't need to heal people who are not sick. Right? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechayim esim the people he put to death. Meaning it's not going to be new people. It's not going to be new neshamas. It's going to be the exact same person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, kilu was meimis. But he's also going to be mechayim the same person. The Gemara illustrates this a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously puts to death and also makes brings back to life. Maybe you would think that Hashem is going to put one to death and bring another to life, right? Just like the whole world works, right? Again, that's obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mechaye people who die in this world, right? So just like the baby is born and an old person passes away, so it's not the same person. So Tam Alomar, so you'd have thought that Tchiyas HaMeisim will be the same thing, that Hashem will just bring to life other random people, right? New people. So Tam Alomar, so the pasuk says Mechatz Divani Erpa, right? Hashem gives an injury and he also heals injuries. Ma'amako Refu Be'echad Af Misa V'chayim Be'echad. Just like a Kosh Baruch who heals the person who is sick. Obviously, that's by definition. So then, also the misa and the chayim is going to be by the same person. And this is a response. If anybody ever says, "Oh, there's no such thing as tchiyas hamesim in the Torah," what are you talking about? So here it is. Right, this is the proof. This is exactly what we're talking about. Another thing you can learn from this, but another thing that Kosh Baruch Hu first will be Mechaya the Mason, and then he's going to heal. Meaning, if people, you know, passed away with some sort of illness or whatever, They're going to come back with that illness, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal them, right? Again, just to show that this is exactly the same person. Right? It'll be, right, if a person was, I don't know, Rechman Litzlan, missing a limb or whatever, so it's going to be the same thing, and then Hashem will heal them, right? To show that this is exactly the same person who was, who passed away, and now he's being revived. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Now, we had said, Vehekter Chalava, right? We said that you can burn the fats. That's Docha Shabbos, to burn the fats of the Korban. Tanya Belen Rabbeisa, right? Even though, the Chora burning the Emurim on the Mizbeach is Mutter all night, right? Why should you do that on Shabbos? So that's what we point out. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Bo'rei Kamachaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Check out how good it is to do a mitzvah at the proper time, meaning in a Chanami. You could burn the Emurim all night, but still, it's Docha Shabbos. Sharei Hekter Chalav Ve'i Varim Upidarim K'shem Kor La'ayla, right? Ve'in Mamtinu Lehem Ahan Shetech Shach. Even though you could burn these fats all night, right? We don't wait until nightfall, right? We do it on Shabbos Mamish, because that's the Zman, that's the best time to do it. Okay, Harkav Asav Ava Asav, right? We had said that, bringing it in from outside the Tchum, and carrying it on your back, right? So that was a Mechokas. Tanakama said you don't do it, and the Rebbe Lezer said you do it on Shabbos. It is Docha Shabbos. And after the last one, we're not mentioning here, is the one we need is the taking off of the warts, if you remember. So Rebbe Lezer said it's mutter to take off a wart, and Tanakama said it was usher. So Rebbe Minhu, hold on 1 second. There's another Mishnah. It says, and this is a Mishnah is in Erevin, if you remember, towards the end of Erevin. Chotchen Yabel is Bamikdash, right? The end of Erevin is not about Erevin, right? If you remember the last parak. So it's talking about Bel Hilchos Shabbos. So Chotchen Yabel is Bamikdash, Avalo Bamedina. You're allowed to take a wart off in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash, not out in the rest of the country. Again, if you remember, that meant that it was Durabanan, and Ein Shavuos Bamikdash. And it's a Durabanan of Gozes. So that's why it's mutter on the Beis HaMikdash and not outside. But v'im b'kli kamikan aser. But if it's with the kli, then it's aser regardless. Meaning it's aser midoraisa. So again, this Mishnah says that you are allowed to do it by hand. So why would the Tanakhama say that it's aser? So how do you resolve that? So obviously we'll have different ways to resolve that. Two possibilities. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi ber Chanina, chad amar idi vidi bi'ad. One of them says, either Rabbi Lezer or Rabbi Yossi ber Chanina doesn't say, but either one of them says that both this Mishnah and the Mishnah in Erevin are when you're removing the wart by hand, and what if it's going to be wet and moist, meaning still connected to the body, so then, it's going to be aser. But if it's biyavesh, if it's dry, so then you are allowed to move it off, to take it off. Because it's not bichlal, even aser midarabana, it's not connected to the animal at all. The Chadamer, one of them says, that both the Mishnahis are talking about whether the wart is still moist, literally means connected to the animal. Velo kasha, it's not a steer, habiyat habikli, right? Not only by hand, not by the kli, right? By hand it's mutter, and with the kli it is aser. So the Gemara says, l'madamer habiyat habikli, according to the Madamer, says that the split is one Mishnah says it's by hand, and one Mishnah is by kli. That's why it's in one Mishnah it's mutter, one Mishnah it's aser. So my time below Amar, idividi biyad. Why velo kasher habalach habiyavesha? Why didn't he say the other way? Why didn't he say the other option? Samalacha yavesha mifrach pericha, because he would say that no, a dry wart just crumbles, right? No one is going to say that's usher. You could even take it off with a kli. You could even take it off with a knife or whatever, because it just crumbles off. It's not even barely connected to the animal at all. Well, the man damer idividi biyad, according to the other way, according to the one who says that both mishnayos are by hand, but velo kasher habalach habiyavesha, and then if it's wet, it's usher, and if it's dry, it's mutter. That's the how you resolve the brisas, not the mishnayos. So my time alo amar idividi balacha, right? Velo kasher habiyad habakli, right? And why didn't he say the other way? He would say to you, "Kli hakatani hasam." We already learned, right? What do you mean? The first case in the second Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Erevin, is talking about a kli. The end of the Mishnah talks about a kli. Everybody says that. Vimikli kamikan aser. So obviously, the first part's not talking about a kli. It's not telling me that the kli is aser. And then, oh, by the way, the kli is aser as well. So v'idach. That's a pretty good point. So why does the other? What about the other one? Why does he understand that both cases in the Mishnah of Erevin are by a kli? So the kli klihacha plukta der b'lezer b'shua asa lashmina. So the fact that we're talking about a kli is simply saying that no, here it is it's a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. As the reason we mention the iser is just to tell us that Rabbi Lezer disagrees and holds that it is motor. Okay.
Fine. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Right. And again, if you remember, we went back and forth between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. He gave all these logic and all these reasonings. Right. Again, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say that, we see that many. What was Rabbi Elazar's proof? He said that. What was it again? Right. Many. If it's mutter to be mechalal Shabbos for dinam d'oraisa by like shchita etc., certainly dinam d'rabbanan are mutter as well. And that's why he said all those things. Right. The kari chus l'tchum etc. are all mutter. Rabbi Yeshua said no. You find a case by Yom Tov where you're allowed to shecht a cow, for oneg Yom Tov, right? For lechazal chol nefesh. But there are dinam d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to do. So Rabbi Elazar had said that, but you can't compare shechting food on Yom Tov for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach is a mitzvah. Shechting food on Yom Tov is not necessarily, as Rabbi Yeshua says, it's not necessarily a mitzvah. So what did Rabbi Yeshua say back to that? So Rabbi Yeshua, the Tamei, the Gemara explains, right? Tamar, Simchas Yom Tov, nami mitzvah. Right? You would say in a chanami that I hold that Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah. Right, that's dafka. It is a mitzvah to shecht, and therefore you can compare the two, right? Because by the case of yontif, right, it's a mitzvah to prepare food and have food on yontif. So therefore, we see that when you have dinam d'oraisa can be violated, dinam d'rabban cannot. So that's the same parallel over here. We have a mitzvah to do, and we can only be d'oraisas and not necessarily d'rabbanans. The Tanya, and this is a machlokas that Gemara and Beitza, quoted over here. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Ein Lo LaAdam BeYontif Ela O Ochel VeShosa O Yoshev VeShona. What is the best way? The Machlokes is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. What is the best way to celebrate Yontif? So Rabbi Elazar says you have a choice. You can either Ochel VeShosa, eat and drink, or Yoshev VeShona, or sit and learn. That's it. Either or. That's what you got to do all day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkeira. Rabbi Yeshua says split it. Chetzu la'achila u'shtia, chetzu le'beis ha'medrash. Right, split half and half. Right, you have meals and you have going to the beis ha'medrash to go and learn. So Rabbi Yochanan says v'shnei mekrechad darshu. And both of them are working off the same pasuk. The k'siv right, they're both all working off the same pasuk. Kosev echad Omer. One pasuk says. I mean, it's not the same pasuk, but it's the same. It's two psukim that they explain in different ways. And kosev echad omer, one pasuk says atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, that there has to be a atzeres. This is talking about the shvi shel Pesach. That it's a atzeres for Hashem Elokecha. I mean, it's for Hashem. Kosev echad omer, and another pasuk says this is talking about shmini atzeres. Atzeres tia lachem. It should be for you. So Rabbi Elazar Savar, and this is the famous phrase: okul l'Hashem, okul lachem. And either all for Hashem or all for you, meaning the two psukim are giving you an option. Right? Choose how to celebrate your Yom Tov, either entirely for you or entirely for Kosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shua Zavar, Rabbi Shua says, no. What did the two psukim come in to do? They come to tell you, Chalkeyu chetzu l'Hashem v'chetzu l'Hashem, that you should split it. You should split it down the middle, or not necessarily down the middle, but you should split it in some way and have both of these aspects. Okay. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Hakol Modim, and fascinating, Rabbi Elazar says, not Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar says, Hakol Modim Be'atzeres Debe'ina Nami Lachem. Everybody agrees on Shavuos, this is not talking about Shmini Atzeres, but talking about Shavuos, everybody agrees that on Shavuos, that you do need some aspect of Lachem. You need to have a meal for yourselves on Shavuos. My time, what's the reason? Why is Shavuos any different? Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. Right, that's the day we got the Torah. Now, just before we get to the two other examples of holidays that we definitely need lachem, that you need to have a party and a meal, etc., that seems very odd. Right? This is one of my favorite gemaras. That seems very odd. Why in the world? Right? What did we just say? We didn't say everybody agrees you need some sort of aspect of lachem. We said you need some sort of aspect of lachem. And then the gemara proves that from the fact that Shavuos is the day we got the Torah. Right. If I was writing the Gemara, and thank God I'm not, but I would have said that everybody on Shavuos we require Lashem because that's the day we got the Torah. Not Lachem. Why in the world would we need to eat and drink because we got the Torah? The Torah, if anything, I would think that everybody would agree we need Lashem, right, to go learn on Shavuos because that's the day we got the Torah. Now, in Chanami, we go stay up all night, and that's a different reason altogether, but why in the world would the Gemara say we must have a meal because we got the Torah? So, Chazal explain, and not the Rishonim, but it's more like Musar-oriented Svarim explain that the point of the Torah is to elevate the physical world. The Torah gives us laws, right? Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. What are the point of those laws? It's to elevate and treat with kedusha this physical world that we're living in. Right? In Judaism in one sentence, Judaism is to live a holy life in a physical world. That's what we do. Right? We have restrictions on certain things, kashrus, the way we eat, the way we marry, etc., etc. Right? When we choose to do the mitzvos and not the averos, that is elevating the physical world that we live in. So that's exactly the point. Meaning the Torah told us that food and physical things, physical matters, right, this world that we live in, need to be elevated in a holy way. So that's the point. We need to have, since we got the Torah, therefore we need lachem. Therefore we need to signify this by a meal, which is taking holy food and elevating it into Sudas Yontif, into a mitzvah, and showing that that's exactly the point of the Torah, begadol, right? That's the overarching theme, idea of the Torah. All right, one of my favorite vortlach. Anyway, so go to Vayit, Gemara says that a couple other places where we need to have lachem, we need to have a meal. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, "I call modem Shabbos to be the nami lechem." On Shabbos, you also have to have a meal. My time. Why is that? The pasuk says, "Because of the Shabbos oneg." Right, you have to have oneg Shabbos. It doesn't just mean having candy for the teenagers on a Friday night. That means oneg Shabbos, right? Meals and food and etc. I'm Rav Yosef. I call modem mitzvah Shem Purim to be the nami lechem. Right? Purim's in a month from today, so everybody agrees. On Purim, we need to have a suda. My time, why? As the pasuk says, you may mishtev a simcha ksidve. Okay, right? We have to have a mishtev. Very much looking forward to Purim. Mar Breda Ravina, kula shasa hava yosiv betanisa. On Mar Breda Ravina would always fast, right? He would always fast, the bar, except for the following 3 days. Me'atzarta, upuria, umale, yoma, de kipuri. On for Atzeres, on Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeres, Yom Sheni Tevav Torah. Right? Why Shavuos? Because that's the day we got the Torah. And again, the whole point is right to celebrate that with physical things. Puria, what about Purim? You may Mishnah Simcha Ksiv, right? Pasuk says, you need to have a Mesuda. You have to have a Mishnah. Mal Yom Kippurah, what about Erev Yom Kippur? The Tani, Chiyah Barav Midifti, because we have this drasha from Chiyah Barav Rav Midifti. Well, you have to afflict yourselves on the 9th of Tishrei. We fast on the 9th. We fast on the 10th. To explain that, no, anybody who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if you fasted for both days. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to get ready for Yom Kippur with eating. And that's just as significant as the fast itself. Rav Yosef, Yom Ha'edah Terta, Amar, on Shavuos, Rav Yosef would say, Avdili Igla Tilsa, bring me a calf born third of its mother, right? That was supposed to be the best type of meat. Amar, he said, Ilo Hay Yoma de Kagarim, Kami Yosef, Ika Bashuka, because if this day had not caused me to be great, meaning without the Torah, right, look at how many Yosefs there are in the Shuk. There are a bunch of Joe Shmos in the Shuk, right? Without the Torah, what would I be? I would be nothing. I would just be a random guy. I'd be one of the random dudes in the marketplace. Rav Sheshes called Tosin Yomi Mahadi Le Talmuda. Rav Sheshes, every 30 days, he would chazer his learning. V'toli v'kai b'ivra d'desha. And he would go and stay in d'ivra d'desha. He would go and lean on the doorway. And say v'amar, and he would say chadai nafshai, chadai nafshai, let my soul rejoice, lecha karai, lecha tanai. That's it's for you that I have learned. It's for you that I have studied Torah. The Gemara says, "Any really? Is that really true? Right? That's why he learns Torah." V'amar Rabbi Elazar, ilmalei Torah l'neskayim l'shamayim v'aretz. Right? Without the Torah, the world would not exist. Right? So it's not only that you're studying for yourself. Right? You're trying to keep the world going. Shema, as the pasuk says, "Imlo barisi yomam v'layla, chukos shamayim v'aretz l'samti." Right? The Torah. There's no purpose of the world without the Torah. Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine, but meikara ki avin inish adaitet nafshikavit. And chenami, that when a person learns Torah, really he's thinking about himself, right? That's probably you could probably write books about this in psychology. But yeah, when a person learns, right, he's first and foremost thinking about himself. It is definitely a nice benefit that the world exists because of his learning Torah, but really he's thinking about his own nefesh first and foremost. And then certainly there are other effects of that as well. Okay, Shkoh HaKol HaRavoseh, we'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.